You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Final hour, DDC, Darren McFarland, Derek Mason, Willie Donick joining in the fray from Buffalo. Let's welcome in Bucky Brooks, NFL Network. Good to always check in with him as we are now in the month of April. It is getting close to draft time. Bucky, how the heck are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic here on this Friday. I want to start with a position we think – we had Robert Woods on the show earlier today, of course, just signed with the Titans. They know what they have in A.J. Brown. Hopefully they know what they have in Robert Woods. But seen a lot of mock drafts, and we've certainly talked about it a lot here, and we've got D-Mace on the show, so we talk wide receivers a lot. How do you view this wide receiver class, especially in the first round, if you think that's possibly where the Titans could be headed with their pick at 26? Kind of evaluate those guys that'll be there at that time and how kind of you see them, how you see it shaken out.
Well, I mean, I think we've seen in the last couple of years that there are a ton of wide receivers that are able to come onto the field immediately and make plays. The way the game is going at the lower levels, guys are throwing and catching more. You get more experienced route runners because they've done it a ton in high school and in college. And so they're able to make a seamless transition fairly quickly into the National Football League. I think this year, what you're seeing is you may not have the Jamar Chase-type player at the top of the board, maybe a top-10 player, but you're getting a bunch of guys that can make plays immediately. So you're talking about Chris Olave being in that conversation, Jameson Williams, depending on his health and where his prognosis is in his evaluation, he'll be in that conversation. And then you're going to have some surprises that might be borderline first-round, second-round talents like a Sky Moore or a Christian Watson, who's coming from North Dakota State. The common denominator with all of those guys, the overwhelming majority of these guys coming out this year can run routes. In previous years, we've seen guys that were catch and run specialists, but they weren't polished route runners. The guys that are coming out in this class are pretty good and effective at running routes, and that gives them a chance to get on the field right away.
I think one of the mocks I've seen with your name attached to it is Jahan Dotson, the wide receiver from Penn State. What do you think of him?
Great player, man. Really intriguing prospect because he is a guy that kind of has the entire deal, meaning he's a big play weapon. He's an outstanding route runner. He catches the ball well with his hand. He just has a knack for kind of finding space and getting open. I think he's one of the best receivers in the draft. And look, I would expect him to be around in that area, but somewhere between the mid-teens to the bottom of the first round, I think he'll get off the board.
I've heard people say this, Bucky, and I just want to know what camp you're in, because I'll believe it when I see it, because teams just can't resist. Even if we know this is not a great quarterback class, is there an actual chance that a quarterback doesn't go in the first round? Like, I kind of laugh at that. What do you think of that?
Well, no, I think there's always a possibility that a quarterback doesn't go. I think if we think about the way that the game has evolved and what we're looking at, you're now comparing these quarterbacks to the quarterback that we saw in the tournament. So now when you look at a quarterback, you're comparing Malik Willis and Kenny Pickett and Matt Corral to Pat Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow. And so if there's any inkling that those guys aren't going to evolve to that level, there's no need to take him in the first round. I think we're seeing a market correction at the position, because for so long, we would just be okay with okay at the position. It's no longer like that.
We're talking with Bucky Brooks, NFL Network, discussing the NFL draft that's coming up pretty soon here. Now, Bucky, you talked about the wide receivers, so let's stay on it for a minute. Jameson Williams, when I watched him up throughout the whole season, I just thought this kid was electric. I thought he was right along the same lines of Amari Cooper, Julio Jones, guys that go to Alabama knowing Coach Saban, playing for Coach Saban, those guys were very detailed in their route running. And you talked about guys in this class being very good at route running. Had he not got injured and blew out his knee, do you think he would have been the first wide receiver taken off the board?
Absolutely. He absolutely would have been the first one. Because what he offered is big-time speed. But he went to Alabama and became a more refined route runner. You talked about the product that Alabama puts out there where you have guys that understand the process and the detail that comes along with being professional. I think he benefited from leaving Ohio State and basically having the stage to himself to emerge and evolve as the number one. Yeah, I think he would be the first one coming off the board. But I still wouldn't be surprised if he's not the second or third to come off the board because he's really, really talented.
Now, looking at this draft, in a lot of past drafts, because there have been so many quarterbacks, potential elite quarterbacks, that you see some tradings moving, you know, guys, teams moving up, teams moving down. Do you see that happening? Because do you see that happening this year, even though there's not a lack of there's a lack of elite quarterbacks to say in this year's draft?
Yeah, no, I would say I don't think you'll see the same kind of movement that we've seen in the past. The reason we saw it in the past is because people were clamoring for those kinds of quarterbacks, and they viewed those quarterbacks in that light. I think the reaction that we had following the combine, where we saw all these teams saddle up and make decisions around the quarterback after watching the young quarterback throw, I think that tells us everything that we need to know about how the NFL views the quarterback class. I think these guys are good. And maybe one or two of them might emerge as being great, but I don't think people view them as the sure thing that others view those previous guys.
We're talking to Bucky Brooks of the NFL Network and talking about the draft. And Bucky, in your latest mock draft, you do have the Tennessee Titans selecting a guard, Kenyon Green from Texas A&M, and you have a lot of offensive linemen going in the first round because this draft seems to be a big one for O-line. But do you think if the Titans do go another direction in the first round, they can still find what they need on the offensive line if they wait for the other rounds?
I mean, they can. I think what you have to do is you have to determine what's the line of demarcation, when does the drop-off. The drop-off at wide receiver might not be as steep as it is at other positions. And so if you feel that strongly about it, then what you typically want to do is you want to go and get your offensive lineman sooner. It gives you a chance to get a good player there, and you won't necessarily suffer at the other position. There's some guys there, but the drop-off is significant. Those eight-level guys at offensive line, particularly at guard, it's only a handful of them. So if you miss out on one, you're not going to get the same kind of player in return.
What do you see with offensive linemen that maybe can play inside and outside? Because I think with the Titans, that's something that they could look for. They had Dylan Radins that they got last year that they thought, okay, maybe he can play tackle. It seems like now it's leaning more he's going to play inside and play the guard. But do you see more swing offensive linemen here?
I mean, there's going to be some versatility at that position because you always want guys that can swing. But I think you're always better suited if you want a guard to get someone who has been able to play in there. Like, you want to eliminate the projection as much. The guard class earlier, like we talked about Kenyon Green, Zion Johnson is a guy from Boston College who is very intriguing because he is a guy that can, like, rip and run at the point of attack and he can maul. And then there's some other guys that are in that conversation, but it's not quite like, I would say, the plug-and-play. Like, because you have to remember, like, the standard there is going to be Roger Saffold, and what Roger Saffold has been able to do the last couple of years. And so I don't know if you're going to get that right away if you go outside the first round.
What about the tight end position? What do you like there?
A bunch of good athletes. The tight end position continues to evolve where we have these NBA-like power forwards with wide receiver speed and quickness. You know, there are 10 of guys. Greg Dulcich from UCLA is intriguing. You have Jelani Woods from University of Virginia, who has size, who is one of the strongest and fastest tight ends in attendance at the combine. So if you're looking for tight ends, I mean, look, there are a bunch of them. And the sweet spot is right in the second and third round.
Good to know. Bucky, enjoy your work. Thanks so much for doing this. We know we're getting close, and we'll talk to you down the road.
All right, thanks so much for having me on, guys.
All right, Bucky Brooks, NFL Network, scout, does it all, former player. Good stuff from him. I'll tell you what, wide receiver class. What did you think about him saying the difference is these guys can run routes, and you know that's not always the case for some of these talented guys coming out of college.
No, it's not. I think college football is sort of evolving a little bit when it comes to that position. It's about speed, but then it's about more than just that. Before it was, let me just get a fast guy and we can teach him what we need to teach him. I don't think it's like that anymore. I think the NFL wants more polished receivers when they come in because, like I said earlier in the show, they find ways of taking away your so-called deep threat. What they can't take away is a guy that can run a route and a guy that can find holes in defenses. These college coaches and these players are becoming smarter. You know, they're working on their craft in the offseason. They're not just working on running in a straight line. They're working on the other things that are going to allow them to be a more refined receiver, which means they rise in the draft boards. They rise on the draft board because no longer am I just a speed guy. I am a complete receiver, inside, outside, running routes, whatever. That's what I am. I'm no longer just a fast guy.
We'll come back. Pick six time, our final installment of Pick Six for the year. We'll do that next here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
It's time to be a winner.
I have come here to chew bubble gum and kick ass.
Pick this week's games against the spread for all the bragging rights.
You want some bad enough, then you come get some.
Feeling extra confident?
More than the one true king.
Make that game your top shelf for double points. This is Pick Six, now on Darren, Donick, and Chase.
All right, it's Pick Six time here on the DDC. Darren McFarland, Derek Mason, Ville Donick in Buffalo, Elijah Campbell. Going to review at our Hillside Medical Game Studio. Elijah, last week, what do we got?
So I guess this is, no, not the last review, but the second to last review.
Yes.
All right, getting close to the end. Incredible. All right, number one, Villanova, given a point and a half against the Houston Cougars. Not a lot of points were scored, but Villanova scored more than Houston. So Villanova wins. That is a point for Villy, for he was the only one who took said Villanova. Hold on, Willie. Number two, Duke, -4.5 against the Giant Killing Hogs. Well, it wasn't much of a contest after the half. Duke continuing the Coach K retirement tour, the lethal offensive second half. So point for Darren, no points for Villy or Team D Chase. Especially crucial for Villy since he top shelved the Arkansas pick.
Villy. Man.
Villy, what were you thinking?
It's a bad time for top shelves. It's just a bad year.
It's a bad time.
Season. Top shelves.
That bad time has stretched over the course of 30 weeks.
30 weeks?
It's a really, really bad year.
I've been working the middle shelves and the bottom shelves pretty well. The top shelf, not my thing.
He hasn't quite reached the top just yet. Number three, Preds Flyers. Who has the most points in the game against the Flyers? A, Philip Forsberg. B, Matt Duchesne. C, Roman Josi. Or D, other. The answer is other because the answer was the first star of the game, Tanner Janot, who also recorded a Gordie Howe hat trick. So no points for anybody, even our listeners. No one recorded.
He had that Big Dad energy.
Big Dad energy. BDE, and that's exactly what that stands for. Over, under, 1.5 total goals in the first period. And there were two. I'm not a mathematician. I graduated from Middle Tennessee State University and not in mathematics, but two is greater than one. So that is a point. 2 points for Darren, who top shelved that one. 1 point for Villy, no points for Team D Chase, who did indeed take
I actually
feeling good over there, hon, Darren.
I actually got a D in mathematics at Middle Tennessee State University, so there you go.
And that D stands for disappointment. Number five, Paolo Banchero, over under 18.5 points against the Hogs. He had 16 when he stepped up to the line late in the game. Spoiler alert, he did not hit two to get you within half a point. So the under hits, no points for Darren, 1 point for Villy, 1 point for D Chase. And lastly,
he had 16 for a long time.
For
he
a good chunk.
For a long time.
I want to say like 7 or 8 minutes and had multiple chances to get you past that 18 mark. And lastly, Colin Gillespie, over under 2.5 3-pointers for the sharpshooting Villanova senior. Well, there weren't many 3-pointers hit in that game, especially from Colin Gillespie. He had as many 3-pointers as Chase did, and that's zero. So
they didn't have many 2-pointers or 3-pointers.
Or 3-pointers. Or 1-pointers. Actually, they had a lot of 1-pointers at the free throw line because they did that really well and hit like all of them. So the over the under hits, no points for anybody, but for D Chase, Team D Chase, they top shelved it, costing them 2 points. So at the end of the week, 3 points for Darren, 3 points for Villy, and 1 point for D Chase, which leaves our grand total standings here. Villy with a 6-point lead going into the final week at 126.
Ooh.
Darren sitting at 120. D Chase at 106. Darren still the only one above 500 on top shelves hit, as he is at 17-13. Villy at 13-16. And D Chase only a half game worse than Villy because they actually submitted a top shelf pick in all weeks this year. At 13-17.
I feel like the guy in Final Jeopardy that's got it sewn up. I just can't screw it up by doing dumb stuff.
Well, there's no way you can screw this one up, Willie.
Well, Derek and I we're getting the first draft pick next year, so we get that.
Darren, so how do you feel, man? You're playing for nothing.
I propose that if Willie is willing to accept my proposal, that he lead the answers. He lead all the questions. He answers first.
Okay.
Let's make it interesting.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, let's make it interesting. Like, add some extra
There's
points
no,
right, somewhere.
Drama if we don't do it this way. I'm willing to just go the opposite and see what happens.
Well, Derek's going to answer because, you know, I was only billed for the first 3 hours. I'm just hanging out. I'm just, you know, the suit's bored today. So
I am in charge.
It's a light
of,
day.
It's a light day.
Picking this week.
All right, without further ado.
Okay, so let's go.
Number one,
let's start with Villanova and Kansas. Villanova is a 4.5-point underdog playing without their star player, or one of their key cogs, I would say. So I am going first, and I'm going to stick with Nova. There's something about this team. They hang around. They'll be right in it. They know what they're doing. They play unbelievably good defense. So I think they're going to be in there right to the end. I don't know if they can pull it off, but I like the dog here.
They're actually cats, but you know, that's cool. But,
not like,
we know what you mean. We know what you mean, Billy. We know what you mean, Billy. I think, Billy, you're starting it off all wrong, man. You said you could mess it up. I think you're starting it off all wrong.
All right. Well, you know mine.
I think Kansas will win by more than four points.
Okay.
Elijah,
so
you've got my answer.
Darren will take Kansas. Yes. Yeah. Darren is going opposite of me for to try to hit the jackpot.
Oppo.
He's got to shoot the moon. He's got to shoot the moon to beat me here.
Number two,
the other semifinal. North Carolina is a 4.5-point dog.
Do you want me to read the picks? Is that what
the
you want?
Jim Rome Billy. Pause? What are we doing there?
It's a pregnant pause.
Come on, Billy.
In my mind, I was doing my strategy in my head here. North Carolina, 4.5-point dog against Duke. And so I have to go first. I will take Duke.
I'm taking Carolina.
I just feel like
I
think the storybook is going to continue for Duke. I think they're just going to do it. I'll take Duke.
I'm taking Carolina.
Which means Darren has to take Carolina.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Which kind of bums him out because he's proclaimed on the show this week that it will be Duke and Kansas in the final.
That's correct. And I see what you did there.
Will a player score over 21.5 points? I got this from our good friend, our close friend, Jimmy Shapiro. He had this as the over-under. Will a player, any player, score over 21.5 points in one of the final four or championship games? So you got three games. You got three shots. Will a guy get over 21 in the game? It's kind of like a drinking question. You get over 21. That's the theme.
What you got?
What you got, Willie?
I'm going yes. I'm going to say yes.
He keeps forgetting.
Exactly, Billy. Come on.
I forget I have to lead every time.
We've noticed.
I'm going yes as well, which means Darren has to go no.
I'm going.
Darren's got to go no.
He's got to hope. Number four.
Will a game go to overtime in the final four or championship game? This is any of the three games.
This is Saturday
or Monday. Yes, Saturday or Monday. If you say yes, you get two. If you say no, only one.
Okay, what you got, Billy?
I'm going to go no. I'm going to give Darren a shot to get the two here.
Oh. He's throwing you a bone.
This could be the game.
But I'm going to play the percentages. The percentages would say no. But, of course, I'm dangling the two. That's my usual philosophy. So Darren is going to go yes for two. So that gives him a chance for the extra point.
I'm going to go no.
And then, number five.
Number five.
Which team will make the most three-point shots on Saturday? Now, this one is for the semifinals only, because that otherwise would be an unbalanced amount of games. You got four teams. Who will make the most trays on Saturday? I'm going with Villanova. So, Darren, you actually have, you know, you have three other choices here. So, Darren, if you'd like to select next.
He actually has to select something here.
I am going UNC.
UNC. Mm-hmm. You say they're going to have the hot hand from the outside. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll go Darren, Kansas.
You're going to go Kansas. All right.
Number six.
Number six. Who scores the most of these four just on Saturday? Which of these top scorers? And I got these from Jimmy. These are the highest odds.
Jimmy the Greek?
For each team.
That's impressive.
Jimmy Shapiro.
Rest in peace.
Jimmy Shapiro. We're going to go from Kansas. It's one from each team. Ochai Agbaji from Kansas. Paolo Banchero from Duke. Colin Gillespie from Nova. And Brady Manick from North Carolina, who looks part grizzly bear.
What you got, Billy?
I'm going Agbaji.
Okay. I'll go Kansas. Paolo.
And Derek?
The same.
Same.
You go Banchero.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Simple enough. We need a game total, and we will ask the listeners for the Villanova-Kansas game for the game total.
Did you pick yours, Darren?
I'm going to take Kansas top shelf. Kansas top shelf.
Kansas win or the three-point prop?
Kansas.
In the game.
Okay. In the game. Minus what, 4.5 top shelf?
Minus 4.5, okay.
I'm going to take top shelf UNC.
Okay.
Can I do a triple top shelf?
Nope. Cannot.
My top shelf, which has been kind of a non-factor because I never hit it, I will take Duke top shelf, which, that really pains me to say that. Ugh.
Okay. There you go. Those are pick six, our final installment for this season. Jump in there. Last chance to get in there. Get two top shelves via the phone line, 615-737-1025. That's our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. But first, Willie, you're going to give us a word about Loan Pronto.
All right, let's talk Loan Pronto. Loan Pronto, of course, they have the combination that's been working for a lot of people here to achieve some financial freedom, some financial strength when you get down to it. And here is the bottom line. When you look around, if you're looking to buy a new home right now, you know it's next to impossible. Very little inventory. Prices are crazy high. Rates moving up. So here is the idea that Loan Pronto wants you to really think about. Refinance your current home and turn the equity you have into cash and totally transform your house. Add value to it with a new kitchen, a new bath, a pool. Your home's value's way up. So instead of wasting all that time on an overpriced new house and all the search and try to figure out every place that you might want to live and can you find the right price and where is it? Convert that equity into cash for a home makeover. One local couple recently did this, got $200,000 out. They added new hardwoods, an outdoor living space, a swimming pool with spa, and all new cabinets and appliances, plus a home office. So now they have their dream home and they never had to move. That could be you. So call Loan Pronto and ask about their home improvement refi. Give your home a total makeover. Do it now. You can even skip your next payment in the process. Here's how you call. 615-499-5780. That's 499-5780 or loanpronto.com. 615-499-5780. Equal housing lender. NMLS 166-1781. Subject to lender approval.
Pair of tickets to see Megadeth in May. This week's winner, pick six, 615-737-1025. That's our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Last chance to get in for this season. Two top shelves if you call in. Let's get things started with Adam. You're up first.
Man, I've been playing this for years. I've never won until last week, so I don't even think I could win the tickets, but I still like playing, and I want to try to reap it.
You won last week.
And why
week?
Not?
All
what
right.
a great attitude.
Cool.
What a great attitude.
Congrats.
This is the last one, and that's why we want you to get on the phone lines. Add a little spice to watching the final four here. Have
I don't have any confidence in myself in basketball. I have all the confidence in football, and I've never won. So that just shows how good I am at this stuff.
Well, you were good enough last week, so let's try this. Let's go Villanova plus 4.5 against Kansas in one of the national semifinals. What do you got?
I got Kansas in that game.
Kansas minus 4.5, and give us a game total.
Let's go 190.
190, you're going for the big. You're going a shootout. You're going wide open. All right.
Yeah.
The other semifinal is North Carolina plus 4.5 against Duke.
I hate that Eric Church gave up so much just to watch him get beat, but I'm going to go Duke. And it's not even going to be close, in my opinion.
Okay. Remember, you have a couple of top shelves to work with here.
Yeah.
Will a player score over 21.5 points in the Final Four or championship game?
No.
No, they will not.
No.
Will a game go to overtime on either night in the three games? No. Okay. Yes is worth two. Just for those that might have just joined us, you get an extra point if you say yes and hit it. Which team makes the most 3-point shots on Saturday? Which of the four teams?
Let's go Duke double top.
Duke double top. All right. And who scores the most of these four players on Saturday? Abaji for Kansas, Banchero for Duke, Gillespie for Nova, or Brady Manek for North Carolina?
Give me the guy from Duke.
Banchero. All right. There you have it.
High confidence in Duke, man.
Clearly, that was the theme. Have a great weekend.
That was the theme.
You too, guys. See you.
Tony in Nolensville, you're up next. Welcome into Pick Six.
Hello, guys. I tell you what, I've tried to keep up with these questions, and I don't know if it's six or eight, to be honest with you. So, I'll start with it, and Willie, you help me out here.
Okay.
The first one out, I'll take Kansas minus the 4.5, and point total in the game is I'm going to go with 150. I'm going to kind of – I think there'll be some defense, but some good scoring.
All right.
Number two was, I've got North Carolina down. What was the question? I want to make sure on it.
Plus 4.5.
Yes, I'll take North Carolina on that.
Okay. So you take North Carolina as the dog. Next up, will a player score over 21.5 points in either the Final Four or the championship? You got three shots.
That's a yes.
That's a yes. All right.
Somebody's going to be hot.
You say somebody's going to have the big game. All right. And
somebody's going to have a big game. They always do.
Will a game go to overtime? Yes would be worth two. No for one.
No.
You say no. Which team will make the most 3-pointers on Saturday in the semis?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. All right, and finally, who scores the most of these four in Saturday? A representative for each team.
On number five, on the most threes, I could pick any team on that, right?
Any of the four, yep.
Give me Kansas on that one.
Okay, you're going to take Kansas. So scratch Carolina, right in Kansas, all right?
On the most threes, yes, sir.
And then we got four individuals. Who's going to get the most points on Saturday? Just on Saturday. Abaji, Banchero, Gillespie, or Manek?
the big boy for North Carolina.
Brady Manek. All right, you got him.
Thank you, thank you.
All right, Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you. Good luck. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're up next. Welcome into Pick Six.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Hello, Mike. All right, let's start with Villanova and Kansas. Let's start with Villanova and Kansas for you.
All right. I take Villanova.
You're taking Nova plus the 4.5, all right? Carolina and Duke. Duke is favored by 4.5.
I take Carolina.
Taking Carolina.
Top shelf.
Top shelf number one. All right, will a player score over 21 points in a game? Any player?
Yes.
You say yes. Will a game go to overtime? Yes would be worth two.
No.
No. Which team will make the most three-point shots on Saturday?
I'm going to say Kansas.
Kansas. And who scores the most out of these four individuals on Saturday? Abaji from Kansas, Banchero from Duke, Gillespie for Nova, Manek, North Carolina.
Nova.
All right, you'll go with Colin Gillespie from Villanova. All right, he's got to pick up the slack. He's the key guy. Did you have both top shelves?
No, I'll make that another top shelf.
All right, you're going to go with Manek as your other top shelf, and your game total for Nova, Kansas.
40. I'm going to say 148.
148.
Okay. All right, Mike, good luck. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Let's go to Mark. Mark, you're up next. Welcome into Pick Six.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, Mark, we're going to go right down the list. Nova against Kansas.
Taking Kansas.
Kansas minus 4.5, and your game total?
141.
141. All right. Carolina Duke.
Duke.
Duke minus 4.5. Will a player score over 21.5 points in any of the games over the weekend? The two final four games plus the championship game. You got three shots.
I'm going to say yes and double top shelf.
Double top shelf. He's saying somebody's going to get hot.
Yes.
Will a game go to overtime in any of the three?
I'm going to say yes.
You say yes, that's worth two. Which team makes the most three-point shots on Saturday?
I'm going to say Duke.
Duke. All right. Who scores the most of these four individuals on Saturday? Abaji for Kansas, Banchero, Duke, Gillespie, Nova, Brady Manek, North Carolina.
Banchero, Duke, please.
Banchero of Duke. There you have it.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you, Mark. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye.
I think that is everybody else will get locked in off the air. Willie, why don't you tell everybody about Lee Company? We'll come back and get the best shots in the week and talk about this game in Buffalo tonight.
All right. And we'll lead in. We'll tell you that as we talk about Lee Company, they are a big sponsor of our coverage of the Nashville Predators, who are captained by Roman Josi, who was just named the NHL's first star of the month. So congratulations to Roman Josi. Coverage begins tonight at 5 o'clock with Darren. Predators and the Buffalo Sabres tonight at 6. Meanwhile, Lee Company continues to do the job for you in a lot of different ways. If you're hanging out at the office today and you got to get going, you got a weekend ahead of you, you got a lot of stuff you want to do, but you got a maintenance issue you got to take care of. Whether that's home or at work, they have the maintenance team at Lee Company to help you. All you got to do is dial up 615-567-1000, or you can go online and make an appointment there at leecompany.com. Don't even have to pick up the phone. Just describe the problem. Boom. They'll set the appointment, and you're ready to go. Lee Company, proud sponsor of Nashville Predators. They've got decades of experience. Ask about their home maintenance plan or even their home renovation team. They can do it all for you. Lee Company. 615-567-1000 or leecompany.com.
If you're looking for a place to hang tonight for the Preds game in Buffalo, Bud Light Watch Party at Headquarters Beercade. They've got drink specials, plus a chance to win tickets to an upcoming home game. Preds Bud Light Watch Party, Headquarters Beercade, 114 2nd Avenue South, downtown. Remember, that game starts at 6 o'clock. Pete Weber and Hal Gill will have your call here on these airwaves. I'll have pregame for you at 5 over on the television side of things. Bally Sports, Willie and his crew will start their coverage at 5:30. Before we get into that game, let's go on and get in our best shots of the week. He's going to have to live with that burden. He's going to have to play with that burden, and he's no longer going to be loved to the level that he's been loved for a good portion of his life. And there's going to be people waiting to pounce for every bad game, for every bad throw. Heaven forbid they're not very good for some reason. People will eat him up because they're waiting to pounce. I get it. Some people are really, really strong mentally, right? They can compartmentalize and just put things in boxes and just work around it. I don't know if Deshaun Watson's geared like that or not, if he's wired like that, where he can literally just shove these things in a box in his, you know, in his mind and just not open it up and just la 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 la, doesn't exist, nothing happened. John from Columbia wants to know on our text line, D-Mace, what would you have done if Will Smith would have slapped you? These are hard-hitting questions. Now we're going to sit back and relax, see where D-Mace goes with this.
I didn't think I was going to have to answer this question because
John pulled the pen and rolled that sucker right across the text line.
And then left the building.
And then said, see ya.
Man. Just say somebody would have got arrested that night. Or we both would have got arrested.
The voice of the Blue Devils, David Shoemate.
No, it's crazy. I mean, and normally, like, when you look at the brackets, as you said, it's very hard to predict, but they always end up on other sides, and you think it might be in the Final Four, it might be in the championship game. It's just never materialized. I believe the closest it's been was actually when Duke won it for the first time in 91. Duke beat UNLV, and Kansas, with Roy Williams, ended up beating North Carolina, and then obviously the Blue Devils won in the title game. But no, it's wild. It's just one of those things, as many times as they played, that's never come together in the NCAA tournament. And obviously that's going to add juice to the rivalry. But in some respects, while the rivalry is a huge part of the storyline, maybe more so it's about winning a championship. And you don't want to get so caught up in that. Mike Krzyzewski just talked with the media and said, if you get too caught up in that and, you know, payback or what have you, decent chance you're going to lose on Saturday, and you're definitely going to lose on Monday if you can win on Saturday, because Kansas and Villanova are obviously really good as well.
Talking to Jones Angel, and we're talking North Carolina here. I wonder your observation of Hubert Davis and what ties you see back to the roots with Dean Smith and the whole family tree. We're seeing it here in Nashville with Jerry Stackhouse. Do you see those connections? So what do you see with Hubert Davis, and where does he put his own stamp on it?
It's been really interesting to get a chance to watch him, guys, because you have to remember, I mean, think about the situation that he inherited. He's taken over after one of the all-time greats to do it at the college level and Coach Williams. He's taken over at Carolina basketball, which is a national program that has a lot of scrutiny on it. Every decision you make is going to be talked about and thought about and discussed. And he's doing all of that as a first-year head coach ever, period, at any level. I think he said it really well, where he said that he wants to honor and keep the cornerstones of Carolina basketball, and that's the family aspect of it.
Billy.
Let's talk about NIT, guys.
Whoa, did you see Vandy in NIT?
I thought for sure they were going to beat Xavier. Go to Madison Square Garden.
Today you ask them, huh? What are you talking about? NIT what? What do you mean, huh?
Hey, what is it, Willie?
I know. Isn't it amazing? Vanderbilt loses, and I'm like, hey, Billy, what about the NIT? He's like, huh? What is that? Okay, you can stop, because the phone, whew, holy moly, guys. People really wanted this. I'm sorry if you're frustrated. You kept getting a busy signal, but we had the phones X'd out because we weren't giving away tickets and you weren't going to be able to get in. So April Fool's to everybody. Thanks for listening to the DDC, baby. We're here. Woo! April Fool's.
Suckers.
We don't have no full pack of tickets. It's the hottest ticket ever. Are you kidding me? You really thought we had four tickets to give away? Are you out of your mind?
Hey, Darren, you are making a bunch of people really upset right now.
April Fools, Daddy!
Oh, you just came off the top rope like Randy Savage at WrestleMania.
Mm.
Billy, that's how we started the show today. We had a little fun.
Mm-hmm.
We did. We said we had 4-pack of tickets to Vandy, Tennessee tonight.
4-pack.
4-pack. Not
with
a pair.
Parking.
No, I didn't say with parking.
That would have been a nice little wrinkle.
Mm. Yeah, it was good. It was about a good 5 minutes. It was just 5 minutes. We had fun for 5 minutes. Then we let them in on the gag.
Nice.
Well, you let everybody in on a gag, even including us.
I was going to say, Chase and D-Mace were full, too, because Chase was like, all right, D-Mac, bringing out the big tickets. Woof. Look at the pull you got. He didn't know. I told Elijah, do not tell them. And Elijah and I was like, X out the phones. And Chase kept on Xing them. And Chase was like, would you leave the phones open? Elijah's like, no, just trust me. Just leave them Xed out. Anyway, all right. You're up in Philly. You're up in Buffalo.
Yep, where it's snowing. And that's not an April Fool's.
Is it snowing? Not,
for real?
Yep. Wow.
It's snowing.
It's kind of just a wet, damp snow, too. Not even sticking. It would not have been good to open up the season for the Buffalo Bisons up the road here.
How is Buster?
Not ideal. Oh, as far as I know, he's doing fine.
Yeah.
Yep.
6-1-3 are the Sabres in the last 10. Doesn't sound like a team that's packing it in.
No, they haven't.
Not at all. We were talking to Marty Baron, who is a former goalie for the Sabres, good friend of Pete's, goes back. Played with them for a while, still does a lot of work for their TV here, does a lot of satellite radio. And he said, the game that really got them going, they were starting to improve, but the game against Jack Eichel and the Vegas Golden Knights, when he came back to Buffalo and they beat him.
And he threw shade all over the
Golden
fans.
Knights, and he threw shade all over the place. It seems like the team since then has really taken shape. They're coming to the rink with good energy. They're having fun. They're playing well, and a guy that they got in that trade, Alex Tuch, who is not a, not a headliner. He's always been a good, solid player, but they love what he has brought to the team in terms of just the makeup. They needed a guy who's a little bit older to sort of set the tone. He's been that guy, so they're in a good place right now, the Sabres, and they've got a ceremony tonight for Rick Jeanneret, their legendary voice for 51 years. Guys, they're having their first sellout since pre-COVID. They didn't sell out the Eichel game. They didn't sell out any games this year. Wow. There's a lot of reasons for it. Going up, people coming down from Canada haven't been able to get here because of all the COVID roadblocks and hurdles. The team hasn't been very good. But tonight, they're going to pack the joint. And so it is going to be a hornet's nest tonight in this game. So Nashville is going to have to be better than they've been even in the last two games, which are wins. So this will be a good test tonight.
All right.
Same lineup. Porter's going same lineup as they have been.
Okay.
No changes.
Yussi?
Yep.
Okay.
He's in there.
All right. Should be a lot of fun. We're not too far away from puck drop. 4 hours away. Willie, enjoy the game, and we'll see you when you get back.
See you guys Monday.
D-Mace, you have a great weekend.
You do the same.
Talk to you next week.
No doubt.
Everybody else out there, you too, have a great weekend. Continue to be safe. We want you back with us Monday morning at 10 o'clock. Looking forward to that. We shall see you then.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.